We're back here on In Focus, News Radio K-Man, Brandon Peoples and Cheryl Collins from the Raleigh County Historical Museum. She's the director there. We're talking about Christmas presents of the past here and taking a look at gifts that were popular here several years ago in the Manhattan area. We've looked at 1868, 1893, 1918, and we're going to jump a little further ahead. We may have some listeners out there who might remember asking Santa Claus for some of these gifts. So if you've got any memories you want to share, be sure to give us a call. We'll put you on the air here at 537-1350. And we're going to look to the year 1943. Now, different time. This was a little darker days. The Depression had hit. We had World War II going on. And, maybe things, people didn't have a lot at that time here.
Well, and certainly things were rationed, mm-hmm. and metal things were not unavailable because all the metal was being used in the war effort. But people had Christmas 75 years ago, and kids were still looking for toys. Had Santa letters in the paper. One I thought was really interesting. Dear Santa Claus, please bring me a Gene Autry set. I assume maybe that's the little outfit you wear, a Gene Autry set, some books, a doctor's set, an artist set, and lots of candy. And don't forget Linda. I think she would like a doll. Your friend, Milton Matthews, Route 5. another letter. Dear Santa, I'm a little boy 4.5 years old. Please bring me a playhouse and some candy and gum. Please bring my little sister Thelma Ruth a dolly. Please bring all the little folks some toys. Harold Wayne Bailey, Route 3. So candy seems to be one of the universal things people are asking about. But I will say in 1943, lots of kids were asking for doctor bags. And I don't know if that was a craze or it was the advent of modern medicine. And I just don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned someone was a fan of Gene Autry. Well, he's so known with Christmas, he's the singing cowboy, but sang a number of Christmas songs, including Rudolph, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay. I didn't catch the Rudolph thing.
Well, but Gene Autry, I think, was the first person to sing that song.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Maybe it was popular around that time.
Another child, Wanda. Oh, no, this is Ernest Edward White, Route 1. He says, Dear Santa Claus, please bring me a set of Crazy Ikes. And I don't know what a Crazy Ike is. Some Lincoln Logs and some candy and nuts. I've tried to be a good little boy. I will be 5 years old next month. Please don't forget my little baby brother. His name is Jerry. He is 9 months old. Don't forget all the other little boys and girls. Merry Christmas. P.S. My big sister is writing this for me. Her name is Wanda. But he doesn't say bring him Wanda anything.
Now, doing background research here, Crazy Ikes. It appears to be a vintage, maybe not the time vintage, but it's now a vintage toy set that was building, like a building toy.
Oh, like a Rector set or it looks like Tinker Toys? Or?
Maybe, sort of. It looks like it comes in a tube, and then you sort of pour it out, and you have a bunch of little building materials, and they kind of are colorful plastic, and you can make all sorts of little crazy, either people, it appears. You can make animals. There's all sorts of different it seems like there's multiple different styles of the toy.
A 1943 Lego-ish.
Kind of, yeah. Probably.
That would make sense because I think Lego came out a few years later. So
Okay.
Obviously,
kids like to build stuff.
Yeah.
So you always have those sorts of things.
Well, this is very cool. And some of the newspaper ads here, I haven't had a chance to skim them yet.
I brought two drugstore ads. We had two Rexall stores, the Petrick drugstore, which is 331 points, and the Crook Drug at 231 points. And I was interested in the things that the drugstore was advertising for Christmas. And it really shows that we're at war. They're advertising soldiers' sewing kits from 39 cents to $1.25. They advertise Global Atlas. And I think, of course, families wanted to have a global atlas because so much news from across the world was in the paper and they needed to know where those places were and where their loved ones were. They advertise war bonds and stamps. And Of course, that was a way to finance the war. So lots of different things. And then the usual men's billfolds, a clothes brush, playing cards, toilet sets, stationery. And, of course, stationery was a big thing then because people rarely telephoned long distance. Usually you wrote a letter if you didn't have something extremely important to say. The other ad was for Graves Drugstore. And I thought that was interesting because there's a big section of presents for smokers. And you would not see that in the paper today. Gifts for All, cigarettes, standard brands, $1.54 a carton is advertised. And then things for pipes and those sorts of things. Again, that ad, the Graves Drugstore ad, also has some military-related things. Military unfitted zipper leather kits, $1.49 to $5, and then military hairbrushes. So the military and the presence of the war is really seen in those ads.
If you'd like something in your stocking, Nick, how about some Rexall liquid corn solvent, 25 cents. Simple directions tell how to quickly remove hard corns.
Oh, oh, yes.
That'd be a lovely gift.
In 1943, people walked a lot. And so, and especially during those war years, because, you know, tires were hard to get and gas was hard to get. It was hard. You couldn't buy a new car during those war years. So people were walking more, and I suppose that gave them corns.
Yeah, probably so. Well, yeah, and this is a, yeah, again, you can see the impression the war had here on merchandisers.
And we're definitely going to be snagging a few photos of these and throwing them on the website. So as we're describing them, I know it might be a little tough for people at home to visualize these, but we'll take some photos of these ads for you guys.
And I want to mention the Kansas State Historical Society website, www.kshs.org. You can go out, and all Kansans have access to the newspapers on digitized newspapers through their Kansas driver's license. So they're digitizing more and more of the newspapers, and Kansans can access that through them. So there's some neat things. It's a lot of fun to look back in that way.
And see how far we've come here over the last, couple of centuries.
And some things that haven't changed. I'll bet you there's a few billfolds that will be given for Christmas gifts this year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. There's like this thread of gift that seems to be universal almost through the ages, and then things that are really different, like Crazy Ike's.
Well, what about, let's see here. We have another one here, 1968. Now, more people listening were probably alive in 1968, and maybe were growing up at that time, and remember some of these gifts.
Yes, 1968. I definitely remember 1968. In fact, I think that's the year maybe I got Yardley white lipstick for Christmas because, of course, it was a fashion thing to wear white lipstick in that period. There were lots of different gifts that you could get. One of the ads I found was for Giller's Western Auto, downtown Manhattan, and it says Manhattan's Toyland for 25 years. So, you know, I think it's interesting. I don't think of an auto place as having toys, although I do remember Western Autos having toys when I was growing up. But they had a whole variety of things. Trains and race sets and accessories, guns and gun holster sets, dolls, buggies, houses, musical toys, educational toys, juvenile furniture, which I suppose are little chairs and tables for kids. And, of course, lots of bicycles. And I do think of especially Western Auto as having bicycles. The other thing I think is interesting about this ad is it says, use our rear entrance to or from New City parking lot at our rear door where you can park for 3 hours for 10 cents. So they'd put parking meters downtown, so their advertising this is pretty cheap. The other ad I found from 1968, real interesting, is the Tempo ad, which is in West Loop Shopping Center. And they advertise free parking in big, big letters. So I think that was one of the things that they were pushing. Lots of different things that I remember as a kid. Day of the Week panties, and I don't think anybody probably has day of the week panties anymore, where you had embroidered on a Monday and that was your Monday pants. And, they also were advertising culotte petty pants, and those were, I don't know how to describe them, but I certainly remember them. And those were big in 1968. I think maybe came about because of miniskirts, because skirts were really short, and having petty pants might be a good idea. They advertised nylons, and folks don't wear nylons that often anymore. Slippers advertised for Christmas gifts, because, of course, slippers are one of the main things that folks buy through the years. And then I found a Tempo ad with toys, last-minute toy sale, advertised December 22nd. And it was interesting to see the kinds of things that they had. A magic oven. And I think lots of kids when they were little had easy bake ovens that still remembered. I don't know if they still have those kinds of things.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they have a lot of things like that. I don't know if the easy bake oven's still being made today.
Around.
You can still pick up some sorts of them, something like it, if not the same brand.
Yeah, yeah. Those things come and go a little bit. Tractors, racerific set, they said, which, of course, little race car track sets, and I expect that might be something that you had as a kid. Mm-hmm. You were, those Matchbox cars and the Hot Wheels cars all had tracks that you could get and run around on.
Yeah, and those still today are so much fun to play with, I think. If I, you know, I'm raising two girls, so they're not as into the cars as much as the boys are, but you know, those are a lot of fun.
My favorite part of them was having my cat chase them.
Yes.
That was the best part of it. I feel like I need to get some. I have three cats. I need to get some of those just to have fun with those again, now that you remind, now that you brought them up.
That is a good idea. Radios were big. They have a pocket radio, and you hardly even see little transistor radios anymore. I mean, boom boxes, or actually now it's headphones that, I don't know where that sound comes from, out of the sky. Or
the Bluetooth?
Off their phone, I guess. I don't really know how all that technology works, but in 1968, they were advertising a poodle dog radio, which I guess was like a stuffed toy with a radio inside it, and then that pocket radio. One of the ads is the Story Camera, which I remember those. They were little cameras, and you push the button, and a little picture would move around. So okay. It's kind of like you're taking the picture, only it's a, you know.
I know what you're talking about. Like a little film thing, like you look through the glasses and the slide?
Yes, Viewmasters. And Viewmasters, I had one when I was a kid, and then in later years they kind of made them more improved.
Yeah.
But in 1968 they would have had that as well.
We got to take a quick break here, but let's come back and we'll wrap things up here with more on Gifts of the Past here on News Radio KMAN.